This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Front Range woke up to its first major winter storm of the season. After snow began falling around 11 p.m. last night, the metro area is expected to get up to 5 inches of snow today, with Jefferson County already seeing up to 8 inches in some areas. Forecasters say most of the snow will accumulate close to the foothills and southern Colorado mountains. Even with hundreds of plows out, CDOT says the roads will most likely be slick during the evening commute. Colorado has passed sweeping rules to rein in gambling addiction in the state. They require more education and proactive monitoring by sportsbooks and casinos. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The rules were passed by state officials recently, and they're just the latest in a years-long campaign to address problem gambling. They require proactive monitoring by casinos and sportsbooks for possible addiction. And they also strengthen rules around the self-exclusion list to make sure that those bettors are truly excluded. Chris Schroeder runs the Colorado Division of Gaming.
The division works hard with the operators to ensure that there's a wide variety of options available for any player who decides that they want to take those steps for themselves. We want to make sure that individuals are playing responsibly and for entertainment purposes only.
The new rules also require advertisements to feature gambling addiction resources more prominently. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
If you're planning to drive the I-70 Mountain Corridor for the holidays, CDOT has a new website to plan your trip. The page launched this month. It has links to I-70-focused road and traffic conditions. You can also find the requirements for winter travel. Find this new landing page under Travel Resources on the CDOT homepage. This is CPR News in KRCC.